Victor?
Senor, how are you, Dennis?
Hey, good, good. How's it going?
Well, just to let you know that I sent the information, and just let me know if you need something else.
Okay, I think I was just kind of scanning over everything. One quick question I saw off the bat is, do you know what the monthly mortgages or payment is for the business property?
Oh, yeah. Here it's $1,100.
$1,100, okay. And is that residence or is that...
No, it's an office.
Office, okay. Because they have that down, because I noticed on the application you had that down as the residence as well. They have the 6350 Escondido Drive.
No. That's the address of the office. Do you need the address of the house?
Well, just on the for Pablo's information, on the owner officer information, yeah, it looks like the street address they just, you guys put down the same as the business address.
Oh, I see. Well, yeah, I see what you're saying. I was trying to put the same address in terms of the mailing purposes so I can receive the information here instead of his house.
Oh, if gotcha.
If you need the address of his house, I have that here. You want to take it, or I can send it by email if you want it.
Okay. Did you have the application there that you could alter real quick, or did you want to just give it to me? It's easy. Whatever you want to do is fine with me.
Ah, okay. Well, why don't you just put it there? 1710? No, I'm sorry. That's not. No, I need to ask him. Okay, hold on. Let me ask him. He's here. Okay, hold on.
Sure, no problem.
Okay, man. It's 7284.
7284, okay.
Luz de Pueblo. L-U-C as a zebra. Space D-E. Space Pueblo. P-U-E-B-L-O. El Paso, Texas. Uh-huh. Luz de Pueblo. El Paso, Texas, 79912.
79912 El Paso. Okay.
El Paso. Yes, sir.
All right. Perfect. I will go ahead and go through. And if anything else is missing, I'll let you know. But everything else looks good to go so far.
Not a problem. I will be pending around here. Yes, for your call.
All right, Victor. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks to you, sir. Okay.
Bye. Bye. Bye.